Some Tempe parks will soon have armed guards. The city council unanimously voted to hire a private security firm to patrol the parks, citing residents' concerns over safety and trash. But some residents are concerned about having armed guards in their parks. With us to talk about the council's decision is Tempe Vice Mayor Lauren Cuby. Ms. Cuby, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Well, so what prompted this discussion and this ultimate vote?
So we've heard a lot from residents that their ability to use the parks and feel safe in their neighborhood parks is compromised. We have over 40 parks in Tempe, and there's been a number of them, not all by any means, but parks that where we've had increased calls for service. And whether it's dogs on leash law, dogs not on leashes, dog attacks, syringes in the parks, needles in the parks, there's been a lot of complaints about bad behavior in the parks.
So, I mean, it just seems like maybe a slightly disproportionate response to say that there are dogs off their leashes, so you're going to have armed guards in the park. I mean, were there any other options that were considered before taking this route?
Well, it's important to note we have private security that we use at Escalante Park, and we have had neighborhood real success with that, and the neighborhood has really appreciated to have that increased security in the park. And we have security at the library, at City Hall, and this simply expands that security to Clark and Hudson Parks and some other parks on a rotating basis. But it's really important that we ensure that everyone in the community has access to clean, safe parks and everyone's right to use the parks are respected. And this is not an attempt to criminalize homelessness, not at all. The homeless have every right to be in the park.
Yeah, I'm curious how much of what residents have been complaining about and the city's response to it is dealing specifically with homelessness.
I think that's an element of it. And I think there are many homeless folks in the park who have mental health issues at times. And that's why it was so important to me that when we adopted this last week and we actually transferred money from one account to another, we've already had this program in place for a while, but that we partnered with La Frontera Impact. So they're going to be providing free behavioral health first aid training to the security officers. Everyone in Tempe PD is being trained in this behavioral health first aid training. It's very important that there's training in how to de-escalate situations involving individuals who may be affected by mental illness. It's very important that we not have a one-size-fits-all approach.
You mentioned that there are some parks that already have this security firm working there. Have you noticed an improvement? I mean, have residents said that this seems to be working?
Residents, yes, in the Escalante Park region have told us that, and they're very happy that there's been some more security. They feel more able to use their parks at different times of day. And our point is that all Tempe residents, including our homeless residents, have a right to clean, safe parks, everyone. And this is focused on behaviors. People don't have a right to commit a crime in the park or deal in drugs or leave syringes and that kind of thing. So we're trying to focus on that. And, you know, our Tempe is... spends more on human services per capita than any other city in the East Valley. I think we're about 32% higher than the next highest city, 32% higher than Scottsdale. And we have a goal to end functional homelessness in our city. So this isn't about homelessness. This is about focused on behaviors and the fact that all residents have a right to clean, safe parks.
All right. That's Tempe Vice Mayor Lauren Cuby. Councilmember Cuby, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.